Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. And coming up, of course, we have our winter season is right around the corner. Our trails get used here in the Keweenaw pretty much all year round. And I know, though, that we get excited when the cross-country skiing and snowshoeing season comes around. And joining me right now from the Sweet Town Trails, a volunteer, is Cynthia McDonald. Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
You represent Sweet Town, but also, as you know, Sweet Town being one of the members of the Keweenaw Trails Alliance. And, you know, it's great to hear that the trail systems in our area work together to promote the trail systems and to get the word out, because we have so much to offer for people to come out here and enjoy what we have.
Right. Well, in recent years, one of the things we have is snow, bountiful snow, and that gets cross-country skiers from all over the Midwest pretty excited. And our local skiers can't wait to be out there the very first day. Everybody wants to be the first one out for the season.
My colleague here, Todd Van Dyke, he says numerous times that the best situation is that for nobody else to have snow and for us to have a whole lot of it, because then that's going to make people, even from Wisconsin and Minnesota, you know, who you think, oh, well, you know, they're just as north as we are, they don't always get the same amount of snow. So we draw in quite a few people, even from the local Midwest area.
Oh, yeah, we do. I mean, if the whole Midwest didn't have snow and we did, it might be alarming. People might give up cross-country skiing, but as long as there's skiers out there, to have snow is a great thing. And we have a lot of people that are serious athletes want to train, and they want to train early, and they want to train late, and they like to come here because we have excellent conditions for training. But there's also people that come for vacations, too.
I've also seen, of course, in recent years, even if there's not a lot of snow, say, down in the valley here of Houghton and Hancock, our trail systems seem to be pretty well packed.
Right, right. Well, we have the Michigan Tech trails have the ability to get those trails going pretty early, even with a moderate amount, you know, with a smallish amount of snow in December. You know, they try to be the first to open with small amount of snow. And Sweet Town, of course, is known for snow in Calumet. Sometimes it might be snow in Calumet.
A couple of years ago, I was out at Sweet Town Trails when there were some fellows that were there on the back of snowmobiles with some software program that they had generated to map the trails and map the snow that was out there. And one of the things when I talked to them was that, you know, they come from an area not far that had very little snow, and, you know, trying to convince people there that there was, you know, 2 feet of snowpack on our trails, you know, to come out. And even though it was a light winter for everyone else, you know, telling them, if you're going to do any, whether it was snowmobiling or snowshoeing or cross-country skiing, because you're not going to be snowmobiling on the Sweet Town trails, but that there was plenty of snow that was out here. The Keweenaw Trails Alliance is made up of, I have a list here, Michigan Tech Recreational Trails, Mosquito Trails in Hancock, Chassel Trails, Sweet Town Trails in Calumet, of course, and Copper Harbor Trails. Copper Harbor Trails, where are they? Now, is that the mountain biking trails?
Yes, there's some overlap between the mountain biking trails and the ski trails, right.
Oh, I didn't know you can do any skiing up there.
Yes, right.
Besides Mount Bohemia, if you do downhill skiing.
You can ski along the edge of Fanny Ho. You can go back to some sites that were old mine sites. There's quite a bit of beautiful trails out there.
Now, how does the Keweenaw Trail Alliance traditionally work together?
Well, we've been working together for 20 years, and each of the areas has the concept of a season membership, but if you buy a season membership to multiple areas, you get a considerable discount, and we have a joint pass system where you have a pass that shows which of the areas you've bought the season membership to and the discounts and so forth.
Where are those passes bought from?
The Cross Country Sports in Calumet sells them. Sweet Town has a chalet where they're sold, and they're sold at Downwind Sports. And one of the more convenient places to buy them is right at the ticket area of Michigan Tech at the SDC.
I've been out to Sweet Town Trails numerous times. I usually go on the free skiing weekends. I only get to go out once or twice a year, so I'm going to take advantage of the time it's free. But I notice, you know, they have the signs that say, you know, for the price of the passes. it seems to be a little bit on the honor system. You know, we want people to support the trails, to not go and, go ahead and get your passes before using the trail so that, you can continue to maintain those beautifully well-groomed trails for everyone else.
Right. Well, we need the trails, and we need the skier support to keep them here in the long term. But Michigan Tech has some Nordic Club members and some student employees that offer rentals, and they check for passes to a certain extent. Last year, Sweettown tried something new where we had a student intern doing checking on Saturday. He was a greeter on Saturday and Sunday to give people trail advice and to, show them where they can buy their day pass, etc. But it is on the honor system, but we get a lot of support, out-of-town skiers are used to paying fees where they ski, so.
Sure. How else does the trails work together? Do you do promotion or marketing together?
Well, one of the ways that we've, you asked me a minute ago, how have we always worked together? And one of the ways we work together is we have the conditions of the trails on one website. So if somebody's from out of town or they're local and they want to know what are the trails like, they don't have to look six places. There's one place, one centralized place where they can get the information. And that helps the Visitors Bureau, because when out-of-towners call the Visitors Bureau to ask questions, do you have snow? What is it? How are the conditions? They have the answers right at their fingertips. But what's new this year is that all the areas have decided to do more marketing, because we know that the visitors come because there's multiple choices. That's what they get excited about, is like, oh, what, we can go there this day and here that day. They come on motor coaches and stuff. So we're doing marketing in skiing magazines and a particular skiing website. So
how big is the draw for our trail system in compared to other, hot spots throughout the country? Like, if I was to think of skiing, I might think of Colorado or something like that, where you think of, a lot of wilderness and a lot of skiing and a lot of snow. How do we compare?
Well, Traverse City could be considered a big area, the Duluth area and the Twin Cities area, last couple of years, we've had a little bit more luck with plenty of snow than some of those nice areas. I don't believe Traverse City's been not had as early or late a ski as we have. But we compare pretty well with Marquette, and Marquette's got a lot of beautiful trails. And as you know, they're in the UP, like us, with snow.
We have really nice winters here in that... For all the snow we get, we seem to get a whole lot of snow in like a 6 week period, and then it kind of levels off a little bit and makes it so that even though that it's still cold and the snow is going to remain there for a very long time, once you get past that real blast of snow, we've got great weather for winter tourism and outdoor sports. Even though you think people say, they get tons of snow. The snow doesn't, we're not getting hit with 10 inches of snow every single day for 5 months. We seem to get a whole lot of snow in a short period of time. Then we've got all the snow to enjoy.
Right, and we don't have the 20 below conditions like you might see in Duluth, for example. We have a lot of ideal winter days where it's just great to be out there.
Our winter also, of course, we're blessed that it happens early, sometimes really early. Of course, it does hang around quite a bit. As far as for getting the trails ready, what do you have to do prior to the snow hitting to get things going?
Well, we always do a lot of scrambling in the fall. That's if you want to reroute something or widen something or add a little segment, that's about when you do it. That's Michigan Tech's out there now, and I know the Mastohito folks are out. You've got to mow down any sprigs of brush that tried to grow up and get your trails really nice. So the fall is really the heavy work time for us.
of course, we know the Copper Harbor Trails during the non-winter times, they have a lot of the mountain biking going on. What about the other trails like Michigan Tech Trails and Sweettown Trails? What kind of a non-winter use is being done there?
Well, Michigan Tech has a lot of challenging bike trails. They have the different structures that are like a roller coaster or a bridge where you can do stunts and stuff. The Mastohito Trails in Hancock and Sweettown have a lot of biking, and we take advantage of natural terrain. We don't have any structures. The natural terrain, like roots and rocks and trees, provide the challenge for the mountain biking. Yes, we have all the areas see a lot of mountain biking, and of course, Copper Harbor being the most famous.
Yeah. The narrow nature trails, do those factor in at all, or are those just walking trails?
Oh, no. The ones that are across the road with the boardwalks are not ski trails, but starting at the Narrow Chalet up in there, there's all those trails are connected to the Michigan Tech trails. So more properly, you should really call them a Michigan Tech / Narrow Trails. You know, they have a lot of trails there. And one thing about the different trail areas is they have a little bit different character, each of them, because the Michigan Tech trails are set up for college racing. So they're a little more challenged. They're intentionally challenging, you know, with a turn at the bottom of a hill. And Sweettown is more characterized with a lot of terrain that's very excellent for intermediates. A lot of rolling terrain and rolling hills and scenic trails.
Yeah. They had the U.S. Ski Championship, over there at Michigan Tech Trails. I don't remember the exact tournament, but I know it was a big thing.
Right, they have what are called the Junior Nationals, which are, you know, qualifiers for people that hope to eventually go on to the Olympics. You know, the finest skiers in the country, and they have the other kinds of nationals that are the Olympic qualifiers, right? They have the facilities and they meet the qualifications for that kind of pre-Olympic competition.
And the Copper Harbor Trails, as we were talking about, they're mountain biking. Those are world-class trails, and they're officially certified world-class
right.
trails, too. So when we're talking about how does the trail system compare with the rest of the country or the rest of the world here, of course, there may be some more well-known areas when it comes to skiing, but not so much when it comes to mountain biking. Copper Harbor is ranked up there with some of the best. So that's good to hear. Now, you were talking about the group effort to promote the trail system. How do you go about promoting it?
Well, we all met and we tried to decide, should we go for the Lake Superior magazine? Should we go for one of the ski-specific magazines or what? And we decided to go for a ski-specific magazine, go for the audience. What we know is the skiing audience.
So did you take out a series of ads? How did that, what did it entail?
Yes, we took out a paid ad for a magazine that's called Silent Sports. Silent Sports meaning non-motorized sports like mountain biking, skiing, paddling sports, and so forth. That's where we decided to place an ad this time that says, Ski the Keweenaw. With a beautiful, attractive, sparkly snow picture and we'll see who sees it.
All right. When did it air, was it published, do you know?
I believe it'll be published in their December issue.
Okay, it's coming out.
It's targeted for when people start to plan their vacations and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we'll be in there. They'll have online calendars of events, and any kind of print publication nowadays usually has an online presence as well. So when you buy an ad in the print magazine, you're going to get some online exposure, which is maybe these days where people shop and think and plan.
Did Silent Sports help you put the ad together, or was that something that the Trails Association had to do?
One of the marketing guys over at Michigan Tech designed our ad for us this time.
Okay. And after December, will it continue to appear in publication, or is it just the one shot?
It's just targeted for the December audience.
So testing it out a little bit.
It is an experiment to see what it is, because we've learned with promoting the Great Bear Chase, and the Keweenaw Convention and Visitors Bureau too is aware that there is some shift away from print publications to web promotions.
So are you looking into that down the road, of as far as trying to use more of the, you know, of what's online out there?
Right. We're going to try to use social media. We're going to have Facebook ads. We've done that for the Bear Chase, and each of the areas has maybe a Facebook page where they put pictures. We're going to try to do more joint Facebook type of getting interest, arising in, you know, raising up some interest in our ski area.
I'd also encourage you, if you're going to go online, take advantage of the multimedia and the video opportunities. There's some terrific recreational videographers in this area that do some pretty neat stuff, whether it's with GoPros or with drones now too as well, that do some, you know, can do some really effective video work. I know if you just see some of the video stuff that the folks do up in Copper Harbor with their mountain biking,
right?
You know, it blows you away just how neat it looks. And I'm sure that, you know, similar things can be done if they're not already being done with the ski trails as well.
Yes, we haven't. We've done a little bit about that for the Great Bear Chase, but we haven't done it so much for the recreational skiers, and we really should.
For those that are involved locally, do you do any promotion as a group locally, or is your name plenty enough for the people that are already here, to encourage them to get out? Because as we have a great tourist group that comes in, but we also have a lot of people who live here, and I'm kind of one of them. I need to get out more.
Right. We want local people to come out, because that's the future of the sport, is that people enjoy it. And I mean, here we live in this great area. We've got to all be out in the winter, you know, getting staying active and improving your health and so forth. So we will have the Mastohito does a lot of public events like moonlight skis and candlelight skis and taste and tour, you know, where you ski from place to place and have enjoy things from the local restaurants and stuff. So,
oh, that's a neat
we'll
thing,
be trying to do more like that. And as you know, Sweettown has the free day. You know, it's surprising. A lot of local people that own land make their own ski trails, and they make their own snowshoe trails. And it's good to invite them over to see what is a bigger community system where everybody's banding together to make a lot of terrain. You know, how does that compare to your own?
Yeah. I wonder if it could ever be pulled together. But as I'm thinking about fun events to go skiing or snowshoeing through, but if all those wonderful trees, or at least a number of those wonderful trees, could be decorated for Christmas, and if there's a way to light them up so that you can go, you know, basically skiing or snowshoeing through a Christmas wonderland that's lit up, that'd be kind of fun to do.
Yes, that would be fun. Have you been anywhere these things are now? They do these things in zoos.
Yeah.
They have. They'll decorate it for Christmas, and there's a special zoo walk. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Yeah, I believe Mastohito's candlelight ski is around the holiday season.
Okay. I'm talking right now with Cynthia McDonald, and she's a volunteer at Sweettown Trails, and we're talking about the, you know, latest effort by the Keweenaw Trails Alliance to band together to promote as a group the wonderful trail systems that we have here in the area. The more the merrier. It certainly would appeal to those looking for a place to spend their winter vacation, to come to an area that not has just one or two trail systems to enjoy, but in this case at least five, and of course many other things that we have here to offer for those that want to come visiting during the winter months. Now, if you do live here, you deal mostly with snow when you have to move it or when you have to drive in it. And I always kind of feel that we miss out, or those that don't do a whole lot of outdoor recreation during the winter, you miss out on enjoying the snow if all you're doing is using your snowblower to move it and shoveling your deck and driving in it, because then the snow is not a happy occasion, because you're just going to think of having to move it. If you work in a little bit of recreation, then you can have a different appreciation for the snow that falls and how much we get and what a beautiful snow it is. And I'm physically, the sport of cross-country skiing is not something that I can do very well anymore, but it seemed like just about anybody can do some snowshoeing, and that's something that I've been picking up on.
Yes, right. People enjoy snowshoeing quite a bit. They like to go out in groups and stuff, but a lot of seniors, skiing is good for a lot of ages because it's not joint stress. Cross-country skiing is not joint stress, but if you want to slow down and look around you a little more, the snowshoeing is definitely the way to go.
Right. Yeah, I have a condition in my back, ankylosing spondylitis, which makes the movement of doing the cross-country, it's not bad because it's more sliding than anything else, but the walking on the snowshoes I had found was a whole lot easier. And yes, I do like to be able to just kind of stop, because when I'm living up in Calumet, of course, Sweet Town Trails would be the one I visit the most. And going out there, out into those trails, you don't even have to go very far. And all of a sudden, you are in the absolute middle of nowhere. And you know, you're not terribly far from the chalet, but you feel like you're a million miles away. And then you can stop and really take in the appreciation of, you know, a nice winter morning or afternoon in what seems to be the deep woods of the Keweenaw. And just look around and take it all in. There's very few feelings like that. It's almost surreal.
Right. And I mean, one thing about going to an actual ski area and snowshoe area is that there will be plowed parking. You know, a lot of beautiful places and logging roads that might be fun to explore, you know, you really have no place to park your car while you're out, whereas you're going to get plowed parking. If you go over to Mastohito in Hancock, you're going to get the plowed parking up near the Houghton County Arena. And you'll be able to go all around on your snowshoes without worrying about snowplow is going to smug your truck off the road.
Now, I know you can't speak to all of these trail systems, but just asking about Sweet Town Trails, how late is it open and safe to be able to go out?
At night, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, the Michigan Tech Trails and the Sweet Town Trails both have lights. So, you know, we have short winter days, so that gives people that work a chance to go out evening skiing. You know, select trails are lit with lights that are on till 9 or 10 at night. You know, you could go snowshoeing with headlamps and so forth. But
I've never tried that. Now, that sounds like that might be, you know, that would be another way to enjoy it in a way I never have before. I wonder if these Michigan Tech Trails, do they have a lighted snowshoe trail?
No.
No, okay. No. So got to get your miner cap out.
Right. Right, and people do that. And I mean, of course, you know, you can do a moonlight ski or something. Some of the Sweet Town Trails, the lights on some of the Sweet Town Trails are adjacent to where the snowshoe trails are, and there is some trails where you can enjoy some of the lights. But.
Do you have any other the events coming up that you want to talk about? Of course, your snow hasn't fallen, but what do you have planned for the year?
Well, we... at Sweet Town, we have the Winter Trails Day in January, where the local ski shop Cross Country Sports offers their equipment for free. So we try to get new people to come out and enjoy the sports. And Mastohito will definitely have their candlelight ski coming up. Michigan Tech is going to try to do something new this year with weekly recreational weekly ski challenges, more like casual citizen races where you try to improve your time. I believe those are going to be Wednesday nights.
If I'm only racing against myself, I'm
right,
maybe I would be okay. I might be able to beat myself. I don't know if anybody else really has to
right
worry
they
about
have
me.
A new coach for their ski team, and the ski team is going to try to, I mean, Michigan Tech has two groups. They have a varsity ski team, and they also have a Nordic ski club, and they're going to try to get more of the community out on Wednesday nights.
To do either skiing or snowshoeing, you need equipment, and that can cause some people to shy away because, you know, brand new, awesome, state-of-the-art, you know, name brand stuff can run a little bit expensive, but do you need to have all that really cool, neat stuff at the beginning?
Well, I guess there might be different opinions on that. I think you can enjoy skiing and take advantage of used equipment. You know, the Ski Tigers is the youth group. They have a ski swap where you can buy used equipment. That'll be coming up sometime this month, I'm pretty sure. They do it in the fall and spring. You know, Downwind Sports has a used room, and then, of course, there's all the bulletin boards at the ski areas where people might be wheeling and dealing. You know, maybe they're getting ready to upgrade, and what they have is just right for you. So there is a lot of opportunity around here to get going. And all the shops have, introductory packages, you know.
As a golfer or somebody who used to do a lot of golfing, I found my favorite person was somebody who had bought a lot of top-of-the-line golf equipment 3 years ago, and now the new stuff's out, and they don't golf or they want the newest stuff. And then I get theirs, and for me, it's brand new. Only ever use. So I encourage people to try it out, and certainly take advantage of the free days. So if you haven't done it, you're going to try it, and I think you're going to like it a whole lot. Cynthia, I really appreciate you coming on the program. I'm looking forward to winter a little bit now, because I want to be able to get out there now that we've talked about snowshoeing, and I can't wait.
Right. Great. Well, enjoy the fall colors while they last, but
sure, well,
we will look forward to winter.
All right. Copper Country Today. We'll be right back.